Road 523, 1,500 feet north of Road 526, a special exception to continue operating an asphalt batching recycling plant.
Name and address.
My name is Mike Sturdivant, and my address is Creek Road.
Will you be testifying, sir?
Spell your last name for me.
John Wilkins, 32563 Laurel Drive, Laurel, Delaware.
Okay, don't go away. You both swear a firm testimony about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Thank you.
Good evening again, gentlemen. For the record, my name is Jim Fuquay. I represent the applicant, and this is the application of David A. Bramble, Inc. to renew a special use exception for an asphalt patching recycling operation. The site is located along County Road 525 east of Seaford. This is the identical special use exception application that was originally approved by the board for 5 years in November of 1995. It was renewed in October of 1999, and it was renewed a second time in August of 2005. It is currently valid, and it's valid through November 8th of 2010. This application is seeking an additional five-year extension that would take it from November 8th, 2010 through November 8th, 2015. The site of the plant operation is basically in the center of a 200-acre parcel that's owned by Eddie Kay and Kay Construction Company. Mr. Kay operates a number of other construction material businesses at that location, and those other businesses kind of surround the location of the asphalt plant. Surrounding the plant is a borrow pit. Mr. Kay has a stump shredding operation. There's a concrete crushing machinery, building material recycling, and also material storage of sand, stone, and mulch. The plant is located in such a manner that it's based kind of down in a gully, and along the road, County Road 525, there's berms. And the plant actually cannot be seen from the county road. So if you're going up and down that road, you can't see this. Obviously, from those other operations that exist on the site, there's already existing traffic above and beyond any traffic that the asphalt plant operation generates. The board found in its original decision and in the two renewal approvals that it made that based on the nature of the area, and the other permitted activities that occur on the site, that the asphalt plant did not adversely affect the property or uses of adjacent properties. The board did impose 10 conditions on its approval, which have remained on the as conditions of approval. I did submit a booklet with some exhibits. Basically, I have copies of the minutes of the prior Board of Adjustment cases, the original approval and the two extensions. There's a letter from Lawrence Lank, the Planning and Zoning Director, dated August 7th of this year, indicating that no violations of any of the conditions have been reported to the Planning and Zoning Office. There's a copy of the most recent DNREC permit, and again, as you know, this type of a activity is subject to DNREC regulations and supervision. Also attached to the exhibit I submitted are a retyped copy of the current conditions, and if you do approve this for an additional term, that approval should be subject to those conditions. The plant employs five full-time workers. It provides asphalt product to local paving companies and to the state of Delaware. The applicant, David A. Bramble, Inc., purchased the plant and approximately 13 acres of land from Mr. Kay in 2008. David A. Bramble, Inc. has its headquarters in Chestertown, Maryland. It's an experienced operator of several asphalt plants. This plant before you tonight that we're seeking renewal for, it has operated at this location for the past 14 years in a proper manner and in compliance with both the board's conditions and DENREC regulations. And based on that history and based on the other activities that that operate surrounding the site, the continued operation of the plant would not substantially adverse adjacent or neighboring properties or the uses of the neighboring properties. So again, this request is for renewal for an additional 5-year period from November 8th, 2010 through November 8th, 2015. And that's everything we have to present unless you have any questions.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Burton?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
I have one. If I understood you correctly, David Bramble Incorporated actually purchased 13 acres.
Yes.
From Eddie Kay. Okay. I just noticed that interest in the property on the application was Edward J. Kay as owner, so just want to make sure I understood you correctly.
Yeah, actually, I think when I filed that, I didn't realize they had purchased it. I thought they were leasing it, and we did check the deed records, and I did confirm there's a deed and a survey of record in the Recorder of Deeds office.
Okay. Thank you for that clarification. Okay, Mr. Mills?
Yeah. Why reapply for a year early?
Well, hopefully in the event that you approve this, it may seem premature, but if it was not renewed, the applicant would need some time to take care of things. In other words, if this was merely a couple of months before the expiration of the permit, it would cause a significant hardship.
Makes sense.
This is the opposite of the dog case, I think, that you had earlier tonight.
I like that. That's a good one. Okay. Okay. Any further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Chairman, obviously this use has not substantially affected adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. And therefore, I don't see where it will in the future, so I'd make a motion we approve case number 10,483 for a period of 5 years.
From its natural expiration.
From its natural expiration.
Okay, do I have a second that motion? Second. Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,483 for a period of 5 years from its natural expiration date. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.